the only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaul Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shauldesmond.com.
It is the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon as you wind your way home. But before you get there, let us give you a couple of tips on what you might be able to do yet this week, or not maybe this week, but next week.
Well, we have one for this week.
One event this week.
One special event.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Laura Kennard's here. She's got a networking tip for you, and we have one.
Yes, one special one. I can't even tell you for sure what kind of holiday schedule all of our regular stuff are on with this week. So you may have to check out whether or not Million Cups and some of that stuff is going on. But I do know for sure that we do have the holiday edition annually. This has become a very annual event for Des Moines Startup Drinks. And they are hosting a networking slash just all over fun event at Saturday Manufacturing, which is located at 1717 Ingersoll Avenue.
Just down the street.
In Bay 121.
Bay 121.
Bay 121. It says free beer, free snacks, ugly sweaters, and networking.
And when is this?
And this will be December 21st. So it's this week.
Tick, tick, Wednesday.
5 to 7 p.m. So if you're wanting to get in some last-minute networking.
Yeah, and free drinks.
And free drinks with some fun people.
Head to Saturday Manufacturing, 1717 Ingersoll.
Yep, this is in combination with Des Moines Startup Drinks, Saturday Manufacturing, and Fox Brewery is providing the beer.
Very nice.
So then we kind of,
we're out.
Then we're out for the holiday. And then right after that, Des Moines Business Record is having their 2017 Book of Lists unveiling. That's going on Capitol Square. And then on January 5th.
Right.
And then right after that, on January 10th, we've got another magazine unveiling, which is DSA magazine. It's their February, so their first edition of the year, unveiling party at 4100 Merle Hay Road. Both of these events are at 5 p.m., although I see the DSM magazine is listing theirs as 5 a.m. I'm guessing that's a mistake.
Yeah,
so don't show up at 5 a.m.
Don't show up at 4100 Merle Hay at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
What's really interesting about both of those events, it really is a veritable who's who.
It is.
In the metro. Mm-hmm. And it is a nice place to go and network and meet new people.
Yeah. Those are really... Yeah, it is a who's who, everyone in the business, of course, Des Moines Business Record, but the DSM magazine, people show up for that. It's always really, a couple hundred people.
Yeah, we ought to do an unveiling, Tyler.
Unveiling?
For the Business News Hour. Rather than a who's who, we could do a what's what.
I was going to say who's who. It'd be like best producer, well, me, the only one, except for Jerry.
No, Jerry's here.
Yeah, Jerry's here.
But hey, we could have a special Des Moines News Hour party.
We could do
or,
that.
Or, like,
best host.
And have all of
Michael
the people,
Libby.
Have all the people that have been on the News Hour come.
Oh, yeah, sure. That'd be a lunch. We'd have to have a big place.
Are we coming up on an anniversary or some special
number
of episodes?
We're now on our fourth. Oh. Year. So I don't know, 1,500 interviews?
Wow.
Yeah, 1,500. Believe me, I know.
You can go to the podcast
and
catch up on any of those that you might miss out on.
Last week, and I wanted to bring this up because we also talk about social media during your segment.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I had a post, and I put it on LinkedIn, and it really did get some eyeballs. It was talking about... I know, amazing. Microsoft hasn't screwed it all up yet. So what it was all about was how to utilize social media to extend your voice when you do like the Business News Hour or any media event or you go anywhere. And it has a tendency. I mean, if you use it and use it correctly.
Oh, Michael.
What?
You are just a man after my geeky heart because that's my favorite combo.
What's that?
Events and social media. Events and social media. I can't tell you. I don't know where events were before there was social media, but people sometimes miss out.
Sure.
And
I think a couple of things that people should do is, and I'll see if you agree, if they, for example, they come on the Business News Hour and they do a shtick for 12, 14 minutes And then we tweet about it.
Yeah,
you know, we
you
have
do.
The radio blog out there and we tweet
you
about it.
You share it in several places,
all over
I know.
The place, yeah. Mm-hmm. Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all over.
Absolutely.
Anyway, you know, how beneficial. And then we send the MP3 to whoever's
out
on.
To the folks so and they can post it.
Or should. Mm-hmm. Many don't.
Yeah.
Many don't post it. Many don't retweet. Many don't share it on their Facebook. And it's really – and I can tell because mm-hmm. what I'll do is I'll watch the downloads. Mm-hmm. And those companies that do retweet, mm-hmm. post, and share among their friends, right. family, and acquaintances and business partners, you can see their numbers go mm-hmm. way up.
And therein is the disconnect.
There is the disconnect.
So, you know, what I find is that there are some people who naturally sort of weave social media into their life or their business life, if you will. And an opportunity like that is immediately obvious to them. Oh, my goodness, we just created some content here. And other people are like, what am I going to put on my social media page next week? And they just forget that Jim is just on a show.
Yeah, and it works for other things, too. Any media outlet, any time mm-hmm. that you're quoted in the paper or any time that you're on TV or another radio program of some kind, mm-hmm. unless it's those crazy political people, mm-hmm. but, and who really wants to know. But you can extend your voice so much easier by utilizing mm-hmm. social media.
I just had a gentleman take a class. Because he said, you know, I've just been kind of winging this for a long time, so I kind of thought I should take a class and just see what I could be doing more with this. And I think his conclusion at the end of the day is that I was trying to teach other people what he does all the time naturally, and he's so successful with it. It's actually the owner of FTW Co., and they do custom bikes, but they also do printed apparel with FTW Co. that ships out all around the world, but he just goes through life and shares just cool stuff that he's doing that's related to his business.
Yeah.
And people just follow him and they retweet. And sometimes he throws in, hey, we're having a special on T-shirt or this or that.
And that's the secret to this,
isn't it? Just comes natural to him.
Right.
So.
You know, and the secret is that you don't sell your product or service mm-hmm. all the time. Just share valuable
pieces. You're just being cool
content.
And interesting,
yeah.
you know?
Try
yeah.
to be.
Very. Try
yeah.
to be.
Anyway. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she's in each and every Monday talking about networking thing, although we didn't have much today, but networking and social media for business. Thanks, Laura.
All right. All right. And happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, it is. Christmas for you, Hanukkah yep. for me this weekend.
Yes. Absolutely.
Onward we go. And if you're celebrating Kwanzaa, have at it.
All right.
Good deal.
I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Are we? No. Do we have another one?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay. Skip that.
Oh, no, we're not next Monday. No. We're off next Monday because the markets are closed.
Oh.
So we won't be here.
Okay, then. In that case, I'll take that. Right.
Next year.
Okay. See you next year.
All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, with networking opportunities and social media for business. All right. We've got to clear on out of here. Check out what happened today on the markets. What happened with Wall Street? I can tell you, we looked earlier, just took a peek, and the Dow is up. Not to 20,000 yet, but it is on the way. The post-election bounce continues. That and more on the Business News Hour next.